Welcome to OV English School. Imagine saying I am just a shy person before every meeting. Now imagine that this is not the full truth. Maybe shyness is not a fixed thing. Maybe it grows from small habits and repeated choices. Today's story looks at a simple but powerful idea. We are not only born with a personality, we also build it one action at a time. If you have ever changed one habit, you already understand part of this story. On a rainy Monday morning in March 2025, Maya stood outside her office in London. She held a coffee in one hand and her phone in the other. She had 12 unread messages. She felt the old pressure in her chest again. "I am not good with people," she thought. She had said that sentence for years. It sounded true to her, almost like a fact. That morning, Maya remembered a podcast from BBC Future. It suggested something surprising. Personality may not be completely fixed. Instead, it may be built from habits. Maya looked at the office door. She had one small choice to make. Would she walk in quietly as she usually did? Or would she say hello first? She chose hello. It was only one word, but it changed the moment. Her voice was soft, and her heart was still beating fast. Still, she noticed something important. The action came before the feeling. She did not feel confident first. She acted first. That idea stayed with her all day. Later that week, Maya wrote down three habits she could see clearly. First, she woke up early and planned her day. That made her feel organized and disciplined. Second, when she felt nervous, she delayed difficult tasks. That made her feel lazy and guilty. Third, when a colleague spoke, she listened closely and answered with care. That made other people see her as kind. None of these labels came from one big event. They came from repeated small moments. This is what made the idea interesting. Some habits are chosen on purpose. Maya decided to start walking for 20 minutes every morning. At first, it was hard. Her bed felt warm and comfortable. Her mind wanted the easy road. That is normal. The brain likes familiar actions. It likes the same route, the same time, and the same routine. But after 2 weeks, the walk felt easier. After more time, it felt natural. Then she started to think of herself as active. Other habits happen without much thought. Maya used to open Instagram whenever she felt bored. She did not plan it. Her hand moved before her mind really decided. She also checked headlines on X, the platform many people still use for fast updates. These were learned habits too. They were not deep beliefs. They were repeated reactions. That difference mattered. One habit was chosen. The other was almost automatic. Maya began to test the idea in a small, practical way. If habits build identity, then changing habits might change the self. So she made one rule. Before opening her phone in the morning, she would write one sentence in a notebook. The first few days were awkward. She forgot sometimes. She felt slow and clumsy, but she kept going. By the end of the month, her notebook had 18 short lines. The new habit was still small, but it was real. She did not feel like a completely different person yet. Still, she felt a change beginning. This story connects to modern life in a clear way. Many apps are designed to make habits easy. Apple and Google build phones with alarms, reminders, and quick access that can help people study, exercise, or remember tasks. But it can also pull them into endless scrolling. In 2024, the European Union's Digital Services Act pushed large platforms such as Meta and TikTok to handle online risks more carefully. That shows how strong habits can be. They are personal, but they are also part of everyday digital life. By Friday, Maya was still nervous sometimes. She did not suddenly become loud or fearless, but she no longer said, "I am shy," so quickly. She had new evidence from her own life. She could greet people. She could write first. She could repeat a better action. Her identity was not a stone. It was more like clay. Each small habit pressed it into a new shape. That is the real lesson. Habits are not tiny extras. They are quiet builders of the person you become. Question: what was Maya doing on the rainy Monday morning? Answer: she was standing outside her office in London with coffee and her phone. Question: what surprising idea did Maya hear from the podcast? She heard that personality may be built by habits, not fixed forever. Question: which three habits helped Maya understand herself better? Answer: waking early, delaying hard tasks, and listening carefully to others. Question: why was Maya's morning walk difficult at first? Answer: her brain wanted the familiar, easy choice, so she felt resistance. Question: what changed for Maya by Friday? Answer: she felt less fixed, and her repeated actions gave her a new identity. So, is personality fixed? In this story, the answer was no. Maya learned that small, repeated actions can shape who we become. A habit can make us feel shy, confident, disciplined, or kind. The good news is simple. Change is possible. You do not need one huge moment. You need one small action. Repeat it again and again. Keep noticing your habits and keep growing.